This is all a scam. I mean, we got people that's getting ready to retire that's going to try to live off $2,000 to $3,000. Impossible. It's impossible. Because what happens, it comes up here, we spend it. We're $35 trillion in debt. We don't have any money. We're dead broke. And then taxpayers have $2 trillion in credit card debt. We are in huge trouble.
My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisor. Say the darndest things in my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today, we're going to figure out if Social Security is really a scam. Many of us have been paying into Social Security for 10, 20, 30 years in hopes of getting that cash back in retirement. But is it going to be there? Is Social Security really a scam? Check this out.
In this body, we had better start figuring that out because we're going to have a run on this city here soon, and there's going to be about 150 million people coming up here saying, where's our damn money that we paid in? I could have put my Social Security money 40 years in tax in the market and probably be worth $8 to $10 million today.
Now that's what I call a mic drop. We talk about that all the time as far as that's the importance of investing. We can't just solely rely on the government to provide for us in 10 to 20 years. We've been contributing so much money into Social Security automatically because they take taxes. We don't pay taxes. And can you imagine all the money that you can make if you invest your own money? So if you could do that with a couple $1,000s, imagine what you can do with a few $1,000s over the course of your lifetime.
Because we got, you know, I get a little pension check from education. I was part of a union. It's not going to help people. People are going to have to work, continue to work longer and longer. Am I right, Ms. Gender? Can you say something about Social Security and it being taxed for some reason? We're taxing people for the second time on Social Security that they put into an account.
Yeah, and I'd like to point out when Social Security was first founded, those who established it, it was started out as a 2% tax, and they said this will never take more than 6% of your income. Today, it takes 12.4%, and depending on whether you go with CBO or Social Security trustees, it needs to take between 15.8% and 17.5%. So we're talking about thousands of dollars more per year. It also was actually only originally recommended that the tax be up to $66,000, equivalent in today's dollars of earnings. But over time, it has expanded massively, and the money has been spent every year. So whereas everybody thinks this money's been set aside for me, no. For the past 13 years, every dollar that has gone out of workers' paychecks has gone immediately to pay promised benefits. And that's what happens when you have a system that enables those in charge of it to spend the money in the immediate term and leave the buck to the next generation that's coming along. And because Social Security has grown so much, it's actually to the detriment of lower income workers in particular, who have to pay such a large share of their paycheck to Social Security. They have little left to save for retirement. And then lower income and African American workers have the lowest life expectancies. So they are the most likely to get nothing back in return. One out of four African-American men will die between the ages of 45 and 64 after having paid into this system for decades, tens if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they might get nothing back.
You heard that. Might not get nothing back. We are waiting 10, 20, 30 years to get money that we may not get back. If you continue to go down this path of relying on Social Security to be your income, your sole income, I'm sorry for you. Social Security should be a supplement. It should be a way to establish cash flow. If we keep going down this route, we will not have Social Security available, and you're going to be struggling day in and day out. So prepare today. Hire your financial advisor today and get started. I'm going to keep going.
What's the solution?
I think we ultimately have to shift towards a universal benefit system. That's what true social insurance is. It does not make sense that we are paying the biggest benefits to the highest income earners. So gradually over time, I think we need to bend down the benefits for the middle and upper income earners, actually increase them for the lower income earners. Look at things like indexing retirement and age to life expectancy, more accurate inflation index. And I think that workers need an option to have their money in something that actually earns a positive rate of return and that can't just immediately be spent by Congress.
I think we should have an option where you can invest it into something that can grow. It just gives us another opportunity to take control of our finances. If you're preparing for retirement, you're in your 60s, this is something that applies to you. If you're the next generation, this also applies to you because there may not be money in the next 10 to 20 years for you to depend on. So you need to get started and take control of your finances today. As a certified private wealth advisor professional, I help Christians like you prepare for your future so you don't have to rely on man in order to live a happy retirement. You can reach out to us at www.abrwealthmanagement.com. We'll be happy to help you out because we don't want this to happen to you. If you go to our page, we actually have a playlist for Social Security. So we go over the maximum benefits, how to log in. We talk about how to avoid scams. You can go there, check it out so you are fully prepared and understand what Social Security is about so you can prepare for your future. Well, that is it for me. My name is A.B. Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.